What does new mean to you? Hello, my name is Anita Devi and I'm an education consultant with a specialism in special educational needs and disability. And as part of Team ADL, we regularly publish monthly blogs. This term, I've been thinking about new beginnings, and I was going to write a blog, but it actually has been so busy that instead of writing the blog, I thought, wouldn't it be great to create a podcast? So what does new mean to you? Do you embrace the new? Or does the concept of new and a change send shivers down your spine? Team ADL, in just the 6 weeks of this first autumn term, we've had new team members, we've launched new projects, which has meant new partnerships and different ways of working. We've worked with new Senkos, inducting them into their role, helping them understand their newness. We've made new connections, particularly in some of the work we do around getting young people into the workplace. This is young people who have a special educational need or a disability. We're passionate about them not just having a quality education, but actually how they go on to live fulfilling lives. So because of that, we've had to work with a number of different stakeholders that we're not used to and that has been out of education. This has been new for us. We've also done quite a lot of work with new trainee teachers who at that start of their career are excited about the adventure ahead, nervous. It's a different lifestyle for many. It involves a number of new ways of thinking, shifting into a reflective mode. And I think we counted in the 5 to 6 weeks of that first half term, we have worked with around 500 plus new teachers. And it's incredible and very, very humbling and a privilege. We do see it as a privilege just to be able to sew into their careers, sew into where they're going and invest by sharing with them strategies around special education needs and disability early on in their career so that they are set up for that long-term trajectory. We've also worked with new leaders in schools who are finding their feet, thinking about a strategic and linking that strategic and operational to build policies that actually work at the practical level, that they're not just pieces of paper that sit dormant in a file, but they actually take on and become part of the culture and ethos of the school. And that's been exciting. We're very keen to encourage BAME leaders in particular. So that's something new that we are also launching in a different way this term. And finally, in terms of the sector, we've got a new education inspection framework. And we've been preparing for this over the summer term with a number of schools, a number of multi-academy trusts, a number of local authorities. And so it's great to kind of now see, well, we were in preparation mode before. Now we're actually having to deliver and what that looks like. And for some, the information is very new. So back to this construct of new. When I looked up the dictionary, new could mean to produce, to introduce, something that's not existing before, something that's been acquired recently, and something that's different. So if we look at it from a different perspective, newness actually implies change. Some of you may have heard me speak previously when I've put on the board an equation that says change equals loss. And I do believe that in every aspect of change, whether it's positive change or enforced change or change that we're not particularly happy about or not engaged with, there is an element of loss. It's not just about taking on more and more onto our plates, but actually thinking what has to shift for me to take on this new understanding. And it can be as simple as losing a previous perception, losing a previous attitude. It could be around losing time, because as we take on more and we have that newness in our life of different roles, promotions, activities and tasks, there's something that has to give. So how do we feel about change and how do we feel about loss? But if we then think deeper, learning really is about embracing the new. Because as we take on new knowledge, we have to reevaluate what we have thought in the past. And that may be about changing what we thought in the past, so losing our previous perceptions or assumptions or preconceptions, and embracing something that's quite different. We think about students who are starting this term, pupils, starting the new term, starting a new year group, for many starting a new school. And in that early part of September, I met a number of students and asked them, what are they looking forward to most? And it was encouraging, it was inspiring to hear so many talk about, we're learning new topics, we're going to learn some new skills, we're excited about new knowledge. And so I do believe students come into this new term and this new academic year expectant and excited about newness. And I think teachers do. I think what sometimes happens though is we get bogged down in the minutiae of the everyday and some of the kind of antics that go around. And so we forget that excitement that exists with newness. But actually, it is about what we do. Learning is about embracing something that is new. That is, it's about taking on new things and new ideas. So, if every day is a new beginning, we need to start each day, take a deep breath, and start again. For sure, we'll make mistakes. For sure, we'll get things wrong. But we can't be stuck in the past, because our past does not define us. And what we do in the present will actually make a better tomorrow. So as we go into the second half of this term, think about, what are you going to do differently? What is going to be new for you? How are you going to see the world in a new place, in a new way? Or are you going to think about different ways of doing old tasks, things that you've always done it this way, trying to do it differently? Because new goals bring a new mindset, a new focus, new intentions, and new results. And when you let go, when we let go, we create space for better things to enter our lives. So, let's think about this next half term. Let's think about what we can do differently. I wish you all the very best. Bye.